What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pepworth here, with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. The Island Arts Association is holding an arts fair this weekend in Bar Harbor at the Atlantic Oceanside Event Center. That's in Bar Harbor, 10 to 4, today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, Sunday, October 12th, you could head to the Jonathan Fisher House in Blue Hill, noon to 2, for a cider pressing and live music. If you want, bring apples or other fruit to get squished and take a turn at the press. Some of the cider will include pears Jonathan Fisher himself planted as early as 1805. That's in Blue Hill tomorrow, noon to 2 p.m. The Bucksport Paper Mill was built in 1930 and closed in 2014. Now there's a museum celebrating Bucksport's papermaking heritage in the former Mill Gatehouse. You can stop by tomorrow, Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m. for the grand opening. Artist Gail Page has abstracts on display at the Reversing Falls Sanctuary in Brooksville. They'll be up through October 31st. The gallery hours are somewhat limited, Friday evenings 4 to 7, Saturday afternoons 1 to 4. But on Friday, October 31st, which is your last opportunity to see them, you could come for Articulate, which is a time to share thoughts with the artists. It's like a closing rather than an opening. That's 4 to 7 p.m., Brooksville Reversing Falls Sanctuary on the 31st. Now, Gail Page's new series of abstract paintings are inspired by the healing practice of Reiki, encompassing the universal energies of color, line, form, and composition. You can find out more about Gail's work and see some of her other work. Click on the Whimsy tab to see those charming dogs and birds and her children's books. That's at gailpage.com. Fall is festival season, and it continues with Peninsula Pottery Tour today and tomorrow, 10 to 5. You can print out your map at peninsulapotters.com. Then the Belfast Poetry Festival, which is next weekend. You can get the full schedule for that at belfastpoetryfestival.com. But on Friday, October 17th, will you be at the Haiku Death Match? That's 7 to 9 p.m. at the Colonial Theater in Belfast. What exactly is it? Well, they say a raucous, hilarious battle of short-form poetry live on stage. The audience decides the winner in this tournament-style competition. Fascinating, right? The doors open at 6 p.m. at Belfast's Colonial Theater Friday night. WordFest is coming up this month, the 23rd to the 26th. I'm on the planning committee. WERU is the media sponsor, so we're letting you know what's up.
I'm Laura Miller, and the event that I'm the most excited about this fall is the conversation between Paul Doiron and Elizabeth Hand. They're both novelists who have written crime fiction set in Maine, and that seems like a particularly interesting challenge, given that our state is very rural and there isn't a lot of crime to begin with. But it also presents some interesting opportunities for creating mystery and suspense and fascinating solutions. So I'm very excited to hear what the two of them have to say about that.
That was Laura Miller, the books and culture columnist for Slate and Word Committee member, telling us what piqued her interest in this festival's lineup. The full schedule is at wordfestival.org, and registration is open. Thanks to WERU, you can listen to some conversations from previous festivals. Just go to weru.org, click on Public Affairs and Spoken Word, and grab Archive from the pull-down menu. Look at all the archived programming. Thank you, WERU. You'll find this show, What's the Word on Main Street, and Word Literary Festival, all the way at the bottom in the W's. Do you get tired of me tempting you with art classes that seem like they are for people who already know something? I got you. October 13th, 9 to noon, you can take an absolute beginner watercolor class with Dina Ball. This is at Art Waves in Bar Harbor, with all the details at artwavesmdi.org. You'll be learning a basic three-layer method, whatever that means, to paint a landscape. Remember, absolute beginners. artwavesmdi.org. On October 14th, let's go to the Southwest Harbor Public Library for a presentation by Shira Singer, a Fulbright Nehru scholar who spent 5 months in India. The presentation, Stories in Cloth, will explore textile traditions in India. Shira studied the country's natural dyeing traditions, and her husband, David Mansky, documented their journey. Register at SWHP for Southwest Harbor Public and then the word library.org. There's some fun happenings at the Blue Hill Public Library this week, but you're going to have to go to bhpl.net for more information, because I'm out of time. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?